This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Arab Emirates said Wednesday it's hosting former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, quote, on humanitarian grounds, end quote, after he fled his country amid a Taliban takeover. Ghani's whereabouts had been unknown after he left Afghanistan over the weekend in the face of a sweeping advance by the Taliban. The ministry confirmed in a brief statement that Ghani and his family are in the country. Ghani left Afghanistan Sunday as the Taliban closed in on Kabul before the insurgents walked into the Afghan capital unopposed. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday the Taliban should be judged on their actions, warning countries against, quote, prematurely or bilaterally, end quote, recognizing the Islamist hardliners. He told Parliament, quote, we will judge this regime based on the choices it makes and by its actions rather than by its words, on its attitudes to terrorism, to crime and narcotics, as well as humanitarian access and the rights of girls to receive an education, end quote. British opposition leader Keir Starmer criticizes the conservative government's response to the Taliban's seizure of power in Afghanistan.
There's been a major miscalculation of the resilience of the Afghan forces and staggering complacency from our government about the Taliban threat. The result is that the Taliban are now back in control of Afghanistan.
Meanwhile, in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more planes were in the region to continue evacuations.
He confirmed that the security situation at the airport has improved and more broadly across Kabul. And that is supported particularly by the presence of US and UK troops on the ground being able to take control of the airport.
For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.